Hello, Andy here, and welcome back for day 9. Yesterday we explored the power of doing just one thing at a time, and the challenges of this in a work environment when the default way of working is manically multitasking. Today we're going to look at a big part of working, other people. We'll have a look today at how we can work with the more challenging relationships at work. Unfortunately, we can't choose who we work with, but getting on with others is a key part of enjoying our work. Within the many connections we have in our work environment, it's also really important to build strong relationships with the people we work closely with. There's no denying that power structures and egos exist, and actually these can be a fun challenge to play with using mindfulness. Meditation cultivates humility, and humility is simply confidence, without needing to tell everyone how great you are. Humility is also about accepting yourself for who you are, and being able to listen to others without judgment. This is being a valley rather than a mountain. So if you imagine that the rain was wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. When it rains, water runs off a mountain, but pours into a valley. So if you can be like a valley, with humility, listening to others, with a quiet confidence, then you'll gain so much more this way. The skills you've been practicing on this course so far, such as focusing your awareness, stepping back, and taking a wider perspective, can also be used when communicating with others. So you've already got some skills there. Other people can be a great source of stress in our lives, but our relationships with others can also give us unending opportunities for practicing mindfulness. Being mindful during communications is about being aware of our perceptions, thoughts, feelings, and behaviour. It's about seeing the situation as a whole and understanding the other person's view as well as our own. Often when we feel our interests or social status is threatened, we can react aggressively to protect our position. Alternatively, we may act submissively, often at the expense of our own views, feelings, and self-respect. So when we're totally absorbed in our own feelings, views, and agendas, it's very difficult to communicate with others in a genuine, open, and authentic way. Now, when we work with these restricted mindsets, we can't see the bigger picture, of which our views are only really one part. When both sides can consider each other's viewpoint and the system as a whole, then extraordinary new possibilities emerge, and those limiting boundaries of the mind dissolve. Since we have the ability to reflect, think, and be aware, we have a range of options available to us, with some mindful attention. And with that in mind, it's time for our meditation. I'm going to give you a challenge today, as you're going to be bringing someone to mind that you find challenging. These are the relationships that can teach us the most about ourselves and can transform our experience of work. So let's meditate. Now, settling into your meditation posture, finding that nice upright position, feeling balanced and stable, and taking a deep breath in. Breathing out and gently closing your eyes and allowing the weight of your body to go down into the ground. And as you do this, really giving yourself permission to be here and now in this moment, knowing that there's nothing you need to do right now, there's nowhere you need to be. We're just spending a bit of time to cultivate a different relationship with someone that we work with. And as I say this, noticing any aversion in your body to maybe doing this practice. I'm beginning as we usually do, by focusing on our breath, gathering your attention on the sensations of your breathing, wherever it feels most vivid, now continuing to focus on your breath. Now allowing your breath to move into the background of your awareness and bringing to mind someone you find challenging at work, someone you have a difficult relationship with. It doesn't have to be anything very obvious. It could be a very subtle discomfort when you speak to them, or an awkwardness. Bring that person to mind, and noticing how you feel in your body, noticing what comes up for you. Keeping this person in mind and also noticing any emotions that come up. Maybe some anger, maybe a feeling of impatience, of frustration. Becoming aware of what you notice, how you relate to them right now in this moment. Knowing that this person is the same as you. They just want to be happy. And maybe they're also struggling. But perhaps that doesn't show. Perhaps they come across as very confident, but underneath there's an internal battle going on. And the truth is, we don't know what other people are going through. We don't know their history. We don't know what personal battles they might be having. And as best you can, seeing that person as the same as you, just wanting to be happy. Maybe not doing quite the right thing to find that happiness. And now, as best you can, wishing them well, saying to yourself, may ye be well, may ye be happy, may ye be safe. And saying this to yourself one more time, and really noticing what comes up for you. So if it feels uncomfortable, that's okay. Remember, we're not trying to cultivate a fake feeling. Noticing how this person sits for you right now and saying to yourself, may you be well. May you be happy. May you be safe. Now letting go of this practice, taking a deep breath in, breathing out, and gently opening your eyes. Noticing how you feel having done this practice, and if that felt very difficult and very awkward, and you had a lot of resistance, that's okay. Simply noting that. I really encourage you to repeat this practice as a little experiment and see if it changes your relationship with this person. You might be surprised. We can easily turn someone into an alien in our head if we find enough things that we don't like about them. So being aware of that. If you're talking to someone and you're having a challenging conversation, simply focus on your breath, listening to them, with some of your focus on your breathing as a way to check in on the present moment and respond to that person from this place of awareness. And also notice your internal reaction to what they're saying. Just being aware of this is enough. The way you feel is the way you feel in that moment. Cultivating this approach can resolve potential conflicts and create greater harmony and respect In this process, you're actually more likely to get what you want and what you need from your encounters with other people. And so are they. That's all for today. Tomorrow is our last day of Wisdom at Work. I really hope you've enjoyed the course and found it useful. In day 10, we're going to look at ways to remember to be mindful. It's all very well doing a 10-day course, but it's all too easy to jump back in the fast-flowing river that is everyday life. Take care, go well, and we'll check in tomorrow for day 10.